Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Home ice advantage now gone for the Hurricanes. Game 2 tonight. Panthers radio analyst Bill Lindsay joins us. Bill, man, we're sorry to be such a pain in the ass, man, to get you on, buddy. How you doing?
I love it. No problem at all. Oh. I just missed that sex yesterday for a little bit. Got back to him this morning. Up here in the Carolinas, it's beautiful. Getting ready for game 2, see what happens.
Hey, so I do have to ask you, man, there's so many great stories. There really is, and everybody's talking about them and the buzz of, you know, we're three games away from going to a third Stanley Cup here. Were you surprised, by the way? First of all, they won 5-2 after just fresh off that Toronto win, 6-1. And second of all, Paul Maurice said, I didn't love our game tonight. It's like, I loved it. What'd you think?
Yeah, I like the goal scoring, the ability to put puck in the net, the goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky. You dig into the analytics side of it, and there's where you get Paul Maurice's comments from. They beat us pretty good on the analytics side. I know that's a debate for another day, but
right.
Yeah, I guess you got to score the goals and you got to make the saves. But there were some breakaways, 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s coming back the other way, and a different kind of speed that Carolina possesses that can cause some problems and maybe an issue with this Carolina team that they have at time, that there's not an Austin Matthews or a Kucherov or Braden Point on the other side. They got to work for their goals. They got to pound away and grind away, and Sergei Bobrovsky, for the most part, when he was called upon, he was dynamite. He's dialed in, locked and loaded. So there are some things they need to clean up. I agree with Paul's statement on that. That you have to be a little bit better, especially as this series goes on. Carolina tried to take the wins out of the sails early. They withstood it, and that's still a huge victory with no rest.
Bill, do you think the Panthers got in the Carolina's heads before the series even began? You saw, you know, Bobrovsky got run over, as if they're going to say, we're going to go after your goalie before you go after ours, and then firing pucks into Marchand. Are the Panthers in the heads of Carolina?
I don't know. I think it's just playoff hockey. They came out just all – they had 4 days off. We had 1 day off. They were full of gumption coming out.
Yeah.
They were hitting everything in sight and just trying to blast away. We have the ability to withstand that. You want to get down in the alley, let's bring it on. And that's fine for our team. The contact with Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky's a pro. He just gets up and kind of shakes it off. And that Gosses fair thing is, I think it's just funny. With Marchand going with the hit, and then Marchand just attacks him. And you love those. You'll kill those penalties every time. It kind of juiced our team up when Marchand just attack Gossett after he shot him with a puck. So all that kind of stuff. I don't believe we're in their heads quite yet, but we definitely have we have the ability to withstand that kind of stuff. Bring it on.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you, that Gossett bear, that shot, it was obviously frustrating, and he admitted, yeah, I was trying to hit him with the friggin' shot. Do you see that a lot? We see a lot of ways guys get even, but we don't see that a lot, do we?
Nope. That's a very rare occasion. So it's very strange to see kind of through there in the I guess that's one way to get back at the player. But, yeah, it's lucky it's lucky it was lower into his torso. If he's a few feet back, that thing's headhunting. Then we got a serious issue. But players block shots all the time. That's not going to hurt Marchand or do anything. You have plenty of equipment. Those pucks hurt. Anytime you got to block a shot or get in the way, they're frozen and they hurt. They'll leave a mark, so no one likes a puck getting shot at him from point blank. And I understand Marchand's reaction. Also, he went after there, and Marchand's not going to take that, a veteran like him.
No way. No way at all. You're right. Hey, Bill, so I got to ask, we're talking about all kinds of things about this team, and the way they've looked recently is unbelievable. I love them, and Dave did it. I'm calling Dave Hideout a little bit, too. Like, oh, this is a better team than last year's, or it's a deeper team, you said, right, Dave?
No, I think it's a better team. Better, deeper, stronger.
But last year's team won a Stanley Cup, which still remains. This team deeper, though, Billy, in your opinion?
Deeper up front. The D have really rounded out nice. You put Montour and Oliver Ekman-Larsson back there on that defensive core, and Seth Jones. It's relatively evened out on the back end with the addition of Seth Jones. Mikula has been brilliant. So deeper up front, more flexibility. But what, Brad, the trade at the deadline have added a little extra zip. If you go to Game 7, how important was Brad Marchand into that Game 7? How important was Seth Jones in that Game 7 against Toronto? They were the stars of the game. So what they meant to this team in that pickup, there's where today's point, it's a little bit deeper. You got more flexibility, and Brad Marchand in the playoffs is just wild to watch. And we scored 12 goals against the Leafs on the road in the last two games. Those 12 goals came from 12 different players, and they weren't Barkov, and they weren't Carter Verhaeghe.
Amazing.
So you're able to spread out the wealth. The D's been incredibly productive. Yeah, so it's, I guess if you look at the goal scoring, they had five different goal scorers last game. It's deeper.
Yeah, there we go, Joe. So,
all right, there you go.
Now backed up by that. Okay, by someone who actually knows hockey.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. Billy knows that. He's one of those dumbasses back there in South Florida.
No, it's by a small margin.
Let's get a real technical hockey question. What matchup should we be watching tonight after watching the first series? Carolina, obviously, the last, could put who they wanted on the ice. What matchup should we be looking at tonight?
You got to pay attention to Jordan Staal with his line mates, Martinook. And Barkov notoriously has had a hard time against Jordan Staal. He's a big centerman, strong, and in the depth. So once that line gets out there, how does Barkov match up against Jordan Staal? Is Jordan Staal and that line able to keep Barkov under wraps? I'm really interested to see how that plays out through the course of this series. And then Slavin's going to be out there against Barkov, a defenseman. He's one of the best in the world on the back end. And that's a matchup maybe you can't get away from. And they had that second line out there that they had on Carolina out there against the Lundell, Luos, Tarine, and Marchand line, and that kind of heavily favors the Panthers. So if they kind of continue to stick with that rotation, but the one main matchup that you want to watch for is Jordan Staal's line against Barkov, and whoever wins that battle is, especially here in Carolina, going to have a good chance to win the game.
Bill, I got to ask you about that first goal. To reverse your stick and lift it over the top of the shoulder, I went home and tried that. Not that I've had that stick a lot. It didn't go real well. I'm just curious. How tough is that shot? I was thinking, man, that guy, it went back, went the other way, and flipped it up. What a goal. Special goal, or is that just something they can all do?
They can all do it. What's kind of special about it is the Carolina's hurt. The penalty kill is so on you and in your face. And for whatever reason, there was time into that bumper spot between the four penalty killers. So the special part of that goal is that Carter Verhaeghe has to take that puck in a left-handed shot, and so he can't really square his body around and get the only, and he's aware that he has time. So the patience to do what he did, to take it from the forehand and wait and just take it to the back end and then elevate it. Oh. They all can do it, but it takes a goal scorer's presence of mind, because in the playoffs, you have time. You don't have as much time as you like but you have more time than you think. And that's where a veteran goal scorer presence realizes, I have an extra beat here. I can do something with this. And Carter Verhaeghe recognized that. And that's the special part of the play. They can all lift it high like that and go to on the stick on the backhand pretty easily. But the patience that he showed in a chaotic situation is what made that a real special goal.
You know, I love before the game, listening to national guys, and I was cracking up. They're going back and forth, and they're trying to hype it up on TNT, and hey, you know this, and boy, here we are in the conference finals. And then one of the guys finally says, look, it, they got the size. Well, Panthers got the size. They got the speed. They're physical. They're more talented, and oh, by the way, they're the Stanley Cup champs. And they all kind of chuckle because you could see they want to pump it up because obviously Carolina had a good season. They had almost 100 points, a point ahead of us. But it is amazing when you look at it on paper, you feel pretty good about the Panthers. And I know they've had a lot of tight games with them, but just hearing those guys kind of coming in and talking about even the talent level, we kind of take for granted down here that we talk about those same or five or six names, and yet those guys are some of the best players in hockey right now, right?
They are, but this series is going to test us like any others because of the way that it's formatted. You play Toronto, you get one day off, and now you have to play every other day in the Eastern Conference Finals. This way Carolina plays and the way that the Panthers play, this is going to test you to the limit physically and mentally. I've gone through seven-game series, had short rests, most notably the Stanley Cup, and trying to bounce back.
Yeah.
It was good that they came out and ran, and there was that the aspects, because you want to grab on to something initially to dislike the opponent, and there were some hits. There was the Gossett spare thing. Okay, we're into a series, so that is good. But any kind of drop-off or any beat below of what you normally see from this Panther team, and they're going to pounce on the other side from Carolina. So the legs are going to continue to stay there, this rest, the gotcha. Science. They've done a tremendous job throughout it. But I do firmly believe, Joe, though, that going through this, we are going to be tested right down to our metal into this series. It's one game, but the way Carolina plays, you cannot have any let up for 1 second.
Yeah.
That gets into the sort of the subplot of this Panther season and run, 3 years of this. And at what point does that factor into, you know, a long series of they've played a ton of hockey.
Well,
and you talk to the players this year, yeah. They would talk, we've played a lot of hockey.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How does that factor into all this? Just how much they played, Bill?
It does factor in, but the rest of it, as I was talking about, they've had a game plan for this all year, and the nutrition side of it and the way they handle these players, it's way more advanced than back in my day. So there's a lot better ways to recoup.
They're talking about those, out for a beer.
You're talking about those cold beers you would throw down yeah, after the games, right?
Yeah, there's none of that anymore, just going to relax and having a few sodas and pops and getting back on the bus. These guys are wired and dialed in. So if they can do it, this is the one team that can do it. But their style is it's not the easiest style to play. And Paul Maurice and this group has that understanding. And just hopefully they continue to have the legs underneath them. If they do, they're probably going to end up in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got to ask you a personal question. I try to stay away from that, but you got into cycling, huh? It's like you got like, you go 100 miles and 60 miles? Are you one of those crazies on the weekend?
Well, I got into it, Joe. I golfed a lot. I was getting a little tired of that. Took some time and just started. I met up with a guy that trained Tour de France riders, and it was really, really interesting to me. And he set out a program for me to kind of, and I was just so interested to how they can maintain that for so long, for so many hours. And he sort of set a baseline of tempo of how you can kind of get there. And I was intrigued, and I've backed off it somewhat now as I've gotten later in my age, but right. I still do. I'll push. I'll go on long weekend rides, and I'll have shorter rides that are super, super high intensity. If you go behind the science and see what they do to get through that Tour de France and kind of the understanding, it's baffling to me. So just to try and push me and keep me competitive, I got into it.
Wow, that's amazing. So you got one of those real nice bikes. You're not driving one, you're not on one of those like $200 Schwinn bikes there. You got a real nice
no,
bike.
No, I had a nice one. I break all the parts. The wife gets mad, so I'm taking it in all the time. You spend more money on your bike than we do our car.
That's all right. Hey, Bill, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Good luck tonight.
I got to check on Goldie this morning, make sure he's okay with the Knickerbockers.
Oh, my God. Up 14 with a couple of minutes left. Oh, my God. They're hurting a little bit. Yeah, go New York. Go New York. Thank you, Bill. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.